Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you guys be? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez, and we're going to talk today about what you do when there's change in your life. Marlena is not here today. Hopefully she'll be able to join us, but she's in an adventure of her life. She's going to be moving from New York to Florida. And how does it get any better than that? If anybody wants to join us, please do so. Call us at 323-375-0849. And I think you got to press 2 or to get on the online with me. So what do you do when you guys perceive that there's a change in your reality? You know, the new norm, the new normal is going to be change. I listen to Cryon. Cryon is an entity that is channeled by Lee Carroll. I've been channeling Cryon, I don't know for how long, but I've been following Cryon for over 7 years or so. And he says that the new normal is going to be change. How would you handle if you were to go to work and when you come back, the furniture is in a completely different space, completely, totally rearrange itself. Would you be spooked then? This morning I woke up and I'm 5'1". My dog, she's a Napolitan Mastiff. So she, just in her four legs, she comes up to my waist. She's quite tall. If she stands up, she's over me. She's like a 6 foot or some. But this morning, everything was different for me. Everything was different. I was in a completely different space. We went out, and it was like I would ask the question, who's around the corner, and I knew the answer already. When I looked down to her, I felt like I was a person who was like a 7 footer. I was out of my body. I was in such a space that I was, because you get that your body's inside of you. You're not inside your body, right? So I was so expanded that I could see her from a 7 foot advantage. And I looked at her and she looked so small. And I was like, wow, this is different. So everywhere that there's, you perceive knowledge or you perceive that there's a change in your reality, because this is the space I've been asking to step into. This is the space I've been asking to have so that I can step into my powers. So I definitely got an upgrade over the weekend. It must have been last night, because last night I went to sleep, not a problem. This morning I woke up and everything was different. I could perceive there's been a change in consciousness as well. The collective consciousness has changed, has shifted. And also the other thing that's coming around the corner is the summer solstice. Summer solstice is June 21st. New energies are coming into the planet. I understand that we're going to be getting a lot of solar flares as well. So that is going to shift, and it's going to make you uncomfortable if you do not allow. So allow. Drop your barriers and allow. If you fight it, it's going to be quite, quite painful to your body. So allow. And just be in the question. Like, for example, if you wake up in the morning like I did this morning and things are different, ask, what is this? Is it my advantage? And just sit with it for a bit. Don't assume there's something wrong. Of course, it's human to do so. This morning I woke up and I was like, there's something different. I didn't assume, I didn't make me wrong, but there was something different. What is it that's different? And then I texted a friend of mine and I said, there's been a big shift somewhere. And then she goes, yeah, you gain more consciousness overnight. You're more conscious now. And I was like, whoa, cool, how that's getting better. What would it take to have more of this? Thank you very much. What would it take for me to step more into my power? And what would it take for you guys to step into what you desire, what you're asking for? And everything that's about that, will you let it go? Will you choose now to step into it? And all you have to do is, I choose it. That's all you have to say. I choose to step into my power, more into it. Because as human, as beings in the physical form, we have been led to believe that we are these weaklings, that we need others, we need things. We don't. Your body can power the entire city of D.C. for 3 months. One body, one human body can do that without eating. That's how powerful we are. That's how much energy we have running through ourselves. So we have bought into this lie that we need to eat, that we need people. No, we don't. It's nice to have it. Yes, it is very nice to be around others, but there's nothing that we need. So be ready for the energies and let go. Let go of all that is no longer a contribution to you. This is all a game. This is just a game. And the lie you could call it a lie, but the reality is that we have the rules of the game in it to mislead us. And who created those rules? We did, for ourselves, for our lives. And it's to mislead us into believing that we are lacking, that we are lacking worthiness, that we are lacking receiving, that we are lacking anything that you are lacking right now. Now the key is to wake up and realize it's a game and that you have put this in your obstacles. Whatever it is that you're facing right now, it's what you put it in your obstacles. But you remember one thing. You did not create anything as an obstacle to your life, you're living your reality, without creating the solution. So all you have to do now is remember the solution. You are not somebody who is worthless, somebody who is cruel. You're none of those. You are light. That's what you are. You are part of the Creator. You are part of the Creator. You stand with the Creator side by side. You're not under Him. You are next to Him. Now, everywhere that everything's coming up with that, how can she pass in your reality? Will you destroy and create that? Ryan Rondrumba, Parampakul, Nashor, Swiss, and Beyonce. Oh, guys, that is painful. Ooh, that is heavy. Ooh. So, you are part of the Creator. You do stand with Him. You do co-create with Him. You co-create with everybody who comes in your life. You co-create with them temporarily, for short term, long term, just one glance. That's co-creation. But you gotta get that you are the one in control. That you are the one who set this life to be the way you're playing it. Are you done playing the way you're playing? Do you want something new? It's all about a choice. It's time to say, I'm done with it. It's time to say, now I want something new. Now I'm looking for something better. Now I'm going to step into what I've been asking. And the whole day for me has been different. It has just been different. I don't know what to call it. But I know that the space I'm in is something that I've been calling for. And after a couple of days, perhaps tomorrow or the day after, now it's going to be my new norm. It's going to be the way I do business now, from now on. And then after a couple of days or a week, I'm going to step up into more. And I'm going to get another upgrade. As long as you're alive, you are also going to do this. But the key is, acknowledge the change and ask, what else is possible? I'll have more of this, please. Thank you very much. I'll have more of this. I'll have more fun. I'll have more joy in my life? Ask that. And you will have it too. You will have it. But, oh my gosh. So what happens to you when you when something changes? Are you looking to make yourself wrong? That is, you know, that is just, that's a choice you can make, of course. Or you can also say, well, how much fun can I have with this new space? Even if you don't recognize that it's a different space, you can just say, how is it possible? What else is possible? What else can I do to make this, to have this again, and to have more of it? Just don't come to a conclusion. Just ask another question. Ask a question. And how does it get any better than this? It's so funny. Because this morning as we were going out in this new space that I was in, not a falcon, but a bird of prey flew by. It was so, it was a small, kind of like a pigeon, but you can tell it wasn't a pigeon, it was a falcon-like. And they all, like I said, animals are always coming around my space because they consider me to be non-threatening, even though I have the baby with me. But this falcon was, like, different also. And I was like, I like to, as we were walking, I said, I like to have a bird's-eye view of the neighborhood. So I went up. I went up on top of the trees, just flying around, and I was able to see the neighborhood. And I said, "No, it's better to go down and to ask questions. Who's coming around the corner? Who's coming from you know from the other street?" And I was able to tell what it was, who was coming, who wasn't coming, and it was so much fun. It's like it's a game. It's all a game. So everywhere that you have taken this reality to this life to be serious and to be in and to be something that you cannot change, are you willing to let that go now? The Shrine of Grey, we're going to put a pack on my shirts with ambiance. Wow, cool. How does it get any better than that? So how about the Game of Thrones ending? Oh my God. How does it? I just didn't like it because some of my favorite characters. I didn't expect that from the favorite characters. I will not tell you anything further about the Game of Thrones, but that's one of my favorite shows in the whole wide world right now, in just 10 seconds. But in whenever I see Game of Thrones or 300 or any of those shows, I'm like, some of them take me back to the to those lifetimes I used to live in when we were barbaric, and we're getting out of that era. But, man, that was so cruel. And so everywhere that you have, you're still harboring, harboring where you might have killed someone or somebody might have killed you or out of revenge and because that's what that lifetime was at that time, will you let that go now? Because carrying that into this lifetime has no benefit to your life, living your reality, your finances. And even in where you may have made a vow never to have money again because in those lifetimes you were killed for it. And you know how they kill so easily. Will you revoke, recant, and renounce, denounce, destroy, and create all vows, shields, formalities, commitments, promises, said and unsaid, written and written to poverty? And everything that was about it, the Shrine of Grey, Ryan Long, the Bapa and Paco, and Shirts, and Beyond. Oof! And all those times that you might have taken an oath, vows, swearing fealty, commitments, commitments, promises, bondings, findings, contracts to die for anyone or to stay with anyone till death and protect them until death and or be in their service until death. Because as an infinite being, you never die. Will you revoke, recant, and renounce, and the Shrine and create all of that? And everything I know that the Shrine and create, I'm wrong, the Bapa, the Bapa, the Church, the Shrine beyond. Wow. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Good job. So the Game of Thrones is so amazing to me. It's like, can you imagine having three dragons at your beck and call? Of course, these dragons the hairdryers ended up not being at her beck and call, but it was a nice fantasy, huh? So also something that we have embedded in our hearts so much hurt from all these lifetimes that it's just something that we automatically don't want to do some things. Maybe we don't want to have children. The child was a killer in a past lifetime or was killed in a lifetime because of revenge or because somebody was taking over some clan and stuff like that. So what I'm going to do is let's go ahead and release those energies of heart, of everything that we keep in the heart, heartbreaks due to family members dying, children, family, friends. We have seen so much death in this past lifetime. So let's go ahead and do that. So if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please stop listening to the show now. You can always come back and listen to it. The energies are going to be recorded. So go ahead and find a comfortable space for you to sit down, and let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Let's take one more deep breath and exhale. And let's go ahead and imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Please remember that as we approach the solstice and we have the solar flares going on, the more grounded you are, the better off you will be. So as a regular practice, imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. And then also imagine the earth energy coming up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. You can just do this exercise for about 5 minutes every day, and you'll be grounded. You don't need more than that. Or else you can just go out to your yard and walk barefooted on the soil, on the grass, and that will also ground you. Or go hug a tree. Let's go ahead and press on with grounding before we get the activation. So imagine energy coming from the earth, up your roots, your legs, your torso, and out your crown. Allow the energy from the mother to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. Allow the energy from the creator to come down. Come inside your body, around your body, and to heal the broken hearts you've had through these many lifetimes. For whatever reason it might have happened, drop your barriers. There you go. And allow the energies to work on your behalf. It's okay. We're going to remove everything, all the hurt, all the breakages in the heart, all the energy that your heart has had to deal with. That has come from other lifetimes as well into the present. Allow it to go. Let the energies to go out. Let the energies be transmuted. Be released from you. Open your heart. Imagine a lotus flower being your heart and open it so that it blooms. And everything that you've had, you've maintained, contained in your heart comes to the surface, and the energies will remove it. Let Let's go ahead and extend the energies to your past lifetimes as well. Because everything's happening in the now. Good job. Don't close your heart. Allow it to be open. It's okay. You're safe. It's between you and the Creator, nobody else. You have direct connection to the Creator. You're not going through me. You're not going through anybody. It's you and the Creator co-creating this moment. Let's go ahead and extend these energies to your lineage. We are our ancestors. So allow the energies to go to your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, and the future generations. Awesome. How's it getting better? Let's go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of having to suffer, having to be brokenhearted, having to always be brokenhearted attachment. And let's go ahead and plug you to unconditional love and joy. Good job. Time to enjoy life. Time to have a phenomenal life. No more sadness. No more broken heart. Time to heal that. Good job. Now let's go ahead and ground the energies received from Creator, from Mother Earth. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the Mother to come up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground. And allow the energy from the Mother to come up your root, your torso, your crown. Allow the energy flow to be smooth and even, grounding the energy and bringing up energy. Smooth and even. There you go. Now when you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face. If you close your eyes, go ahead and open them. Take a deep breath and exhale. Wow, that was amazing, guys. Thank you. That was awesome. Now remember, you might be a little bit emotional in the coming days because this was a lot of emotional energies that we release. Everything having to deal with being brokenhearted for whatever reason. We don't really care about the reason. We don't want to go into a story. That's all it is, a story. But when we keep the energy in our organs, in our tissues, in our bodies, then it becomes something that doesn't allow us to move forward. So allow yourself the gentleness. Be gentle with you in the next couple of days. I would say in the next week, always be gentle with you. Talk to yourself. Ask, would I say this to my best friend? So always be gentle. And please join me. I'm going to be in Awaken to Happiness. All I can see is happiness now till summit with Shefali Burns on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The information in the link is on the description of this episode. So, and it's free. All you have to do is register and go there onto the web to the link at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, and you can hear the interview. You can also call in and get on the air for a one-on-one healing. So how does it get any better than that? Woohoo! I'm excited about it. I would love to have you guys and hear you guys online on this, on Black Talk Radio. Love to hear how you guys are doing. Drop me a line, drop me a note saying this topic is what I'm interested in. This is what it really will help me, will be a benefit to me. If one of you guys write, it's not just for you. It's a collective. All of us who listen, we co-create this moment. So if you somehow or other, what happens is that when one person asks for it, it benefits everybody else. So don't be shy about it. Please write to us. We would love to hear it. And how does it get any better than this? So it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. And looking forward to Wednesday, either online. It's an online production, The Awaken to Happiness Now, Tell Summit. It's online. You can listen online. You can also listen on the phone, I think, if you want to talk on the phone or not. But everything is online, so don't have to worry about it. And it's also going to be recorded. So if you register, you can always go to the recorded link later if you don't have time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And how does it get any better than this? Remember, change is a new norm. So need to start practicing that muscle because it's just a muscle. And shortly, when something happens, change happens in our lives, we'll be like, oh, no big deal. I'll just handle it. But we need to get to that point first. So my friends, happy summer solstice. And let's go ahead and enjoy summer. Woohoo! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.